This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. More greenwashing by the rich. Cases continue to mount, marching forward on an almost daily basis, where we watch the rich attempt to greenwash their wealth and reputations for their private interests and tax benefits and distort the privileges that are claimed by philanthropy. Ghislaine Maxwell, sometime consort and alleged pimp for Jeffrey Epstein, and perhaps an heir to a controversial British publishing fiasco owned by her father until the irregularities cropped up after his death, headed a U.S. foundation briefly as she tried to distance herself publicly from Epstein after he did time in 2008 for soliciting underage women for prostitution. The foundation, Terra Mar, whose name signaled an interest in land and sea, claimed to want to advance the health of the ocean, given Maxwell's love of yachts. IRS filings indicate that the foundation made no grants during its first 5 years from 2013 to 2017, according to its 990s, as reviewed by the New York Times. One of her friends was quoted as saying it seemed in one case just to be reputation management, and another seemed to indicate that the foundation was perhaps more about conserving Maxwell's reputation than it was conserving the ocean. Of course, she may have also been just taking a page from Epstein's book, since he was a big donor to various scientific efforts in Harvard for his own reputational whitewashing campaign, forcing some big whoops to apologize for hanging with him. Admittedly, these are sort of examples of perverse philanthropy, perhaps, but I wonder how different than the usual, and for many of these self-proclaimed philanthropists, how much is it ever in the public interest? Make no mistake, the Internal Revenue Service provides its most favorable ruling of a 501c3 public charity, providing a tax exemption for donations for organizations operating in the public rather than private interest involving public health, education, and community benefits. All of this greenwashing of the rich and elite has gotten more attention thanks to the infamous Sackler family that pulled billions out of Purdue Pharma, a notorious manufacturer and hawker of opioids that have killed thousands. Various world-class museums, including the Louvre in Paris and Tate in London, have pulled back from the family or taken their names off the door, so to speak, though few have returned any of the millions they received. Now a fellow was pushed off the board of the Whitney Museum because he made his pile partially by manufacturing tear gas used on protesters around the world. The notorious right-wing, anti-democratic Koch family has their names on many of these cultural institutions for their contributions and does so with impunity. So this is all more window washing rather than a deep clean. Now the rich are whining because a boycott was announced of SoulCycle and some other investments by billionaire Stephen Ross, a primary investor there, real estate mogul and owner of the Miami Dolphins, because he was hosting a $250,000-a-ticket fundraiser for Donald Trump at his place in the Hamptons. Some of their board buddies defend him and others of the tribe loudly for their interest in education, art, opera, or whatever, claiming that politics is getting muddled into philanthropy. Wow, what a specious argument. As the Times Wealth Matters columnist was forced to admit, their resources and connections can influence the decisions of institutions managed for the public good. Well, yeah, and it's not can, but do influence the decisions. Why mince words? The public good is not their private interest, or heaven forbid, that of their elite friends who are also enamored of the opera arts or whatever they're claiming social capital and a tax exemption for greenwashing their personal reputation and cleaning up the damage they do to the public and minting their money. You could count on Ross to threaten his football players when Kaepernick was kneeling, and he did. You can count on the Kochs to do everything they can to damage the climate if it pads their pockets, and to destroy democracy at every opportunity. As the super-rich club bemoans the lack of gratitude from hoi polloi, whether it's donor-directed funds or their tax-exempt think tanks or their general buddy-buddy greenwashing efforts with their fellow rich elites, there's no question that whether it's the Whitney or some small nonprofit, when are they going to admit that they are the piper playing the tunes and they expect all these people to dance? It's all transactional for them. So why not stop pretending it has anything to do with benefiting the public? Let the protests continue. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.